Hey, this is Sherry Harmel, and before we get into the show, I want to invite you to join the VIP waitlist for my new book, Designing Your Fabulous Next Chapter. Just like the show, this workbook and journal will help you overcome the challenges on your journey to finding your joie de vivre. Go to www.extraordinarywomenmagazine.com to sign up now. So many women travel solo these days, whether married or not. I travel both internationally and domestically, really almost every single month. And therefore, today I'm going to share with you some of my biggest travel mistakes and lessons, and I hope that it helps all of you. Number one is your purse. Now, unfortunately, I don't have my purse with me, but I use a Longchamp purse that's only about this wide. And the reason for the width is that what goes in it. I've had this forever. It's not even made anymore by Longchamp, but it is a bag that's about this size, not very thick, and it's a crossbody. I have tried everything out there. You know, we all get ads on this is the best travel bag to have, and it's got a multitude of zippers and whatnot. You see them on Instagram, you see them on YouTube, you see them everywhere, even on the television. I always return to the same one. And the reason being, number one, it fits my phone. Phones are bigger than they ever were. And those slings that you carry, you know, your phone, it's like one more thing to keep track of on an airplane or keep track of when you're out and about. So my Longchamp, as an example, and you can find them any brand, is, like I said, about this size. It has one zipper on the top. My phone fits in that. My wallet fits in it. Believe it or not, I still carry a wallet. And the reason I do is that typically one side of the wallet has U.S. money or wherever I'm leaving from. And the other side of the wallet has money for my destination. So when I travel to Paris, as an example, one side is U.S., the other side is euros. London, it's pounds on one side. And the same with the money section. I also carry in that bag a very small passport wallet, if you want to call it that. I slip my passport in it, but I also have a little space for my global entry card. Super important. In that bag also is a little container of the vitamins or any kind of medications I will need in the next day or two. And I keep that so that I always have that with me. If it's a long flight, usually we'll take vitamin C or you'll take E or magnesium or whatever it might be while you're up in the air. And that way you could easily access it. Very, very important. I also always have a very small notebook and a pen with me because, you know, you never know when you need to jot something down. I mention it as a zipper on the top with a cross bag because that's something that I can typically keep on underneath my coat and it's not counted as a carry-on, which is very, very helpful. It's also something that I can easily put on my seat, next to my seat, even in my lap, if it's a domestic flight, something like that. Or I can slip it into another suitcase once I'm actually on the airplane, excuse me. I have found that the most important aspect of that particular purse, if we want to call it that, is easy access to the things that I need in a pinch. Lip gloss is also in there. Always, always, always. And, you know, I will mention that it's something that I can slip into my carry-on when I am on the airplane if I need to. I don't have to often. Now, I always check a bag. I have to be completely honest, and I will share with you just in a minute about my favorite checked bag. And I say that I know it takes more time. I absolutely know it. But it's like easy. It's very easy. You have to get that carry-on bag up in the air into the overhead bin. You can rarely find someone that will help you. Flight attendants can no longer help you. And if that is the only piece of luggage that you're carrying, my suspicion is it is going to be too heavy. And so you need to think about that. That's why I always do a checked bag. It's just easier. Now, carry-on bags. Let's talk about that. I have, and I'm going to show you here, I have a Tumi. It says Tumi here. This bag, honest to God, is, oh God, it must be 15 years old, maybe older. And it's still going strong. But it is too heavy. Honestly, you know, empty, I can get it into an overhead bin. If there is anything in this that I have to lift up and it's heavy, I'm in trouble. So your carry-on has to be light. It also has to have wheels. So I want you to pay attention to this also. The days of carrying a handheld bag around in an airport are gone. Absolutely gone. What, you know, doesn't feel too bad. Longchamp again makes some beautiful carry-on bags. You know, they're all very, very light, and they've got usually a canvas strap, and they're made out of some type of canvas material, and they're not heavy. But once you put things in it, I'm telling you, and you're walking from, you know, the security to wherever the gate is, and maybe you want to make a few stops along the way, that bag is going to start to feel like you are carrying, you know, a 20-pound rug through the airport. It will dig in your hands. It will pull you one direction. You will be sweating because that's the age we're at. It's just no fun. Plus, it's the last thing in the world you want to put on the floor when you're going to the bathroom or even if you're waiting at the gate. I've tried this so many times. I checked my carry-on bag because I had too much stuff in it. And then I had to resort to this thing I was dragging around the airport. And oh my God, it was horrible. What's in my carry-on bag is typically light things. The medication, vitamins for the entire trip. Now you have to understand, sometimes I go for weeks at a time, but you can have your full, not if it's not just what you need for the next, say, 24 hours in your carry-on bag. You can also put your jewelry in your carry-on bag. Again, light is everything. They sell, and oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. These lovely little hard-covered jewelry containers, and they're so beautiful. These are the best things in the world. Again, this is 100 years old, but they make them all the time. And the reason being, it's light. About jewelry, don't bring any of your good jewelry whenever you are traveling. I only travel with costume jewelry, and you can find beautiful costume jewelry these days. So it's not a bad way to go. Truly, I also put my Velcro rollers in my roller bag. I might put things like one pair of tennis shoes if those tennis shoes aren't super heavy. I might put my puffy coat if I'm going someplace that is much colder than where I'm coming from. You know, the carry-on bag is also superb for you to bring back whatever items you've shopped for, maybe breakable items that you've shopped for while you are gone. Make sure it has a lock. My Tumi is so old, it doesn't have a built-in lock, but I'm giving it up, as I've shared with all of you. But I put a lock on it because it's a wonderful place to store some special things in your hotel room and know that it's pretty secure as long as it's locked. And it also is a great place, or a great security, I should say, for if you have to, you know, leave your bags at the hotel before your room is ready. So make sure you have a lock. So in terms of my carry-on, I've got my purse, I've got my carry-on bag that's not too heavy, I also carry a briefcase. And the reason I carry a briefcase is that my work is all done on my computer. Now I have a MacBook Air, the lightest laptop out there. But I do that because in this is my laptop, as well as typically some extra reading material. My Kindle, good Lord, who doesn't really love Kindles as a way to travel and still have a full library at your disposal? But this is a brand that is really a really, I don't know if you can see it, but it's a great brand. It's called Lipo. It's actually a French brand that you can now get online, Lipault. And this again is very, very old. And what's so cool about it, I don't know if you can see, but it's got a strap in the back that actually goes over the handle of the carry-on bag so that everything stacks up. And Lipault also makes carry-on bags. And I'm just going to give you one little heads up. Whatever carry-on bag you choose, you want to make sure it has a frame, an actual internal frame that holds the bag up, because the top of your bag, your carry-on bag, is a great place for you to, like I just did, stashed my laptop bag. It's also a place for you to put your feet up if you've got a long layover. It's also a way to protect whatever is inside if, in fact, coming back, it's important that you have breakable, or I should say you have breakable items in your carry-on bag when you come back. Lipault is a wonderful company. They're not super expensive. Be very sure of that. It's not one of these that's just an incredible brand, expensive brand, I should say. But it is wonderful from the standpoint that they have so many options, so many different colors. So whatever, suits your fancy, so to speak, you can find. As for my checked bag, I'm going to give you a little preview. I've had them all. I have to say this. I have traveled so much, and for so many years, I have had them all. Tumis are wonderful, but they are heavy, very, very heavy, whether it's a carry-on bag, whether it's a full suitcase. If something is heavy with nothing in it, you're in trouble. And I think that becomes more and more an issue as we get older, because we have to lug and push and pull and all of that all on our own. And therefore, the weight is super important. Not all suitcases, light suitcases, are alike, so to speak. So you want to do your shopping. One of the things that I think is really important is years ago, I bought a, not years ago, it was probably about a year and a half ago. I can't pronounce it so well. Victorinox. I'm just going to massacre that spelling. It's the same name that made the knives, but they had great suitcases for years and years, but they just refused to do any kind of repairs on the little tags that are on the sides, that obviously you use to zip your suitcases. And that's a big deal, because these tags are now what actually goes into the suitcase lock. And so by Victronics, or however you pronounce it, Victronox, refusing to fix these, it means that you might have spent $400 on a suitcase that now is basically unrepairable, unlockable and unrepairable. So I was in Paris, one of my last trips to Paris, because I was taking the train from Paris to London. And as you well know, on a train, you have to be able to get your suitcase up into the train, mind the gap, so to speak, and then you have to get it off. And you have to, sometimes you'll have a nice gentleman who says, "Can I help you?" But you have to be prepared to do it all yourself. And so I went to Beaumarchais and thought, I'm just going to ask Beaumarchais, the guy in the luggage department of Beaumarchais, what's the best suitcase out there? And he sold me on Samsonite. And you can see, I can pick it up with one finger. It's just incredible. Samsonite, I did not know, owns Tumi. So that means that whatever you love about Tumi is probably part of the Samsonite technology. This particular suitcase, I have loved this suitcase more than I have loved any other suitcase before. It's the right size. It's silver, so I can find it on the luggage pickup, baggage claim, whatever it is. It's just fantastic. It is so unbelievably light. It's incredible, but yet it holds its frame no matter how much is in it. That's one of the issues that a lot of the really light suitcases have, is they actually collapse. They collapse over time if the suitcase is not absolutely full. And the Samsonite, that is not the case. It's also got fantastic wheels, which is super important because, as we all know, we have to, you know, pick up our bags and move ourselves. Sometimes there are not elevators. And sometimes, you know, we have to get on and off escalators, and it has to be easy. Getting on the Channel, as an example, or the Eurostar that goes between Paris and London, you're on an escalator that is not steps, but it's actually like a ramp. And so you have to hold on to your suitcases, whatever you've got on either side of you, or it will all head down and, you know, take out a number of people. So anyways, I have loved this one. I cannot say it enough times. Samsonite is the brand. Absolutely fantastic. So when I travel, typically, I will have my big Samsonite that I check, and then I will have in my other arm, I will have my carry-on, which will now be a Samsonite, with or my Leipol, and then the Leipol laptop bag on top of that. Crossbody is my bag, my crossbody bag with my phone, my money, credit cards, all of that, and my passport. Really helps. And it's something where you can get through quickly, very quickly. As for packing, I have learned this the hard way. Shoes will dictate the weight of your bag and your outfits. The old days, we used to lay out our clothes. At least this is how I did it. I'd lay out my outfits and then I'd think, what shoes do I wear with the outfits? Now, because shoes are heavy, I look at it from what shoes do I want to wear, and then what outfits can I build out around those shoes. I typically bring one pair of short boots if it's fall or winter, and a really good pair of tennis shoes. And the other suggestion I have about shoes is that even though you have a pair of short boots, as an example, that feel great, but let's say they're a little beat up, so you're going to order a new pair, make sure, even though you're ordering the exact same size, the exact same style, that you try on those shoes, and not just try them on, like wear them for 8 hours straight, 9 hours straight at home. And I say that because I did that. Italia, I think, is the name of the boots I absolutely love. They're short boots. Ordered the exact same size, different color. The whole toe box was much, much narrower. And within 4 hours, I was ready to cry. Every single step I took was painful. The other thing that matters about shoes is your socks. I had I don't know where these socks came from, but I had a number of socks with me on a trip to Alsace, France, for the Christmas markets. And I had my Italia boots on, but these socks ended up down, you know, they'd slope down and end up underneath the foot, my foot that was inside the boot. Crazy. So as we were walking and walking, I'd have to keep stopping and pull my socks up. Absolutely crazy. So make sure the socks fit your shoes, that the socks don't slide off of your heels and end up underneath your feet, and make sure those shoes are comfortable. I bring up tennis shoes, and we used to laugh and say the only people that wore tennis shoes in Paris, as an example, were Americans. And those were ugly tennis shoes. We all know it. But tennis shoes changed during COVID. Absolutely, completely changed. You can now buy Dior tennis shoes, Yves Saint Laurent tennis shoes, Chloe tennis shoes, which is a brand a lot of Parisian women really love. Get yourself a beautiful pair of tennis shoes that you could wear with a skirt, that you could wear with a dress, but are still comfortable. And make sure that you wear them at home and that you are perfectly fine being in those tennis shoes, all day long. That's all you pretty much need. But once you have those two shoes, and if it's summer or spring, it might be a pair of, platform sandals. It might be, some type of a ballet flat or something of that sort. Once you have those two pairs, and that's pretty much all you need, now you can build your outfits up from those particular shoes because not every outfit goes with those two shoes. And therefore, you don't have to go through the process of having multiple shoes packed because they take up so much space. I have big feet. They take up so much space and they're heavy. So think about that. There's this very fun YouTube channel. It's called something like Italian Street Style, what women over 50, 60, and 70 wear in Milan. And I will make sure to put a link down in the show notes. It's really a fun YouTube channel because I don't know if you know this, but the women in Milan are some of the best dressed women in the world. Absolutely beautiful. And it's just a, excuse me, it's a fun channel to watch and see what women on the street are wearing. And what is surprising is most of them are wearing tennis shoes. So there you go. Now, the other thing to think about as you begin to pack, you've got your shoes, you've got your tennis shoes, you've got your not tennis shoes, if you want to call it that. Now come up with what your foundation color is going to be. Is it going to be in the browns or is it going to be in the blacks or the navies? And what's really cool is that today we can wear black with navy. And so those can go together quite well. We can also wear black with brown, obviously, but you need your theme, your foundation theme, and then you're going to build up from there. You're going to use accessories truly to create different outfits. You can wear, for instance, this particular shirt. I could wear multiple different ways. And this shirt, it's an Eileen Fisher. It's very fun because it's something I could, if I was traveling and I needed to wash it in the sink, I could, which is great. Scarves, as far as accessory scarves, are really easy to pack because they're lightweight. Purses are not. This is not the time to bring all of your very, very fun purses. You are going to need a basic handbag for your travels. I mentioned the crossbody, very small one that you're going to bring on the airplane, and maybe you bring one other one, and that is it. You want to be as secure as possible. I always, always, always carry handbags when I am traveling that have zipper tops. These purses that you hold on your arms, totes or whatever, they're not workable. They're not workable from the standpoint that you're a target for thieves. You really are. And if you use mass transit, thieves are everywhere in every city and they're professionals. So you will not be even aware that they are in your handbag or wearing a backpack. As for backpacks, I am totally anti-backpacks, even the most beautiful, expensive ones in the world, because anybody can get in that backpack that's really good without me knowing it. Plus, I have been probably knocked out, felt like I've been knocked out by more backpacks than I can count whenever I'm on the subway here in Boston. But anyways, you want to make sure you got a zipper at the top. Crossbodies are best. You need to have hands free. You need to be able to get to things. I mentioned jewelry. I mentioned only wearing costume jewelry, it's too difficult to remember to turn your ring around, your wedding ring around, if you've got a sizable diamond, or pay attention to your earrings. These are costume earrings that have interchangeable medallions on the bottom. You know, you can change up a whole outfit with different earrings, and certainly costume jewelry is perfect. The other thing that I want you to think about is remember that the culture, be aware, I should say, of the culture that you're traveling to. For example, in Europe, it is not common for anyone to be covered in brands. Real large brands are really looked down upon. It's a whole different culture about wealth and the showiness of wealth and therefore brands. I think that's one of the reasons why they love their Chloe tennis shoes so much, is you don't really see the brand of Chloe anywhere on it. Where Dior, it's very more typical, like the big Dior book bags. But in Europe, that is not as looked upon with, you know, in as beauty. It's looked upon more as showiness. And even if it's something you're comfortable with here in the States, which many of us are, you want to make sure that whatever culture you're moving into or you're going to be spending time into, that you fit that culture. Otherwise, you expose yourself really as a tourist and therefore target. And we all have to be careful. I don't care who you are and who you're traveling with. You have to think about safety and think about being able to move and be free and yet have your important documents right next to you. So pack light. That's my first suggestion. Be able to move your suitcases with ease. Have your communication and your identification tools readily accessible. Bring those must-haves like any kind of medication. It's very difficult to fill a prescription in a place that is not the United States if you forgot your medication. So it's super important that you have it with you, and also that you have it in the bottles that designate it as a particular prescribed medication. Kindles. I have my Kindle. I don't know where it is, but I couldn't go anywhere without my Kindle. I'm a reader. Fantastic. Make sure you bring all your chargers and pay attention to the culture of where you're traveling to. You know, travel opens your eyes and truly opens your world. I love it, and I'm sure you do too. So happy traveling. A bientôt.